This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
John, great poll based on our discussion earlier about Florida not like the rest of us coming up during the news and the incident over a jukebox selection. Foreigner, great catalog. Excellent catalog, Curtis. You would agree.
Foreigner,
you love Foreigner.
I really do, especially because for a brief time while living in England, I was one.
Okay. We are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational Golf Tournament coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, who bought off the loyalty of a couple members of this show with giant merch bags this week.
We appreciate it in
the form of Courtney and Curtis, not Wiggy and I, but
nope.
That's fine. Bill O'Brien at 6:45, and then they said it coming up at 7 on this morning show. But Shyam, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
For time, so I don't know who is that.
This is your boy Eddie Money with Gambling Man. This one's for my guy Wiggs, who's hanging out at the craft table last night.
Yeah, not a win, not a good night for Wiggy.
No,
Eddie Money, not a hit, but I mean, I don't think that was a top 40 hit, Gambling Man.
Uh-oh.
We should do all gambling related, casino related rejoins this morning. Shy.
All right, I might need a little help. I got two more on my brain that I could probably toss out, but
Kenny Rogers.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
Kenny.
That's a must.
Yeah, I was one of the
on a warm summer's evening
poker face by Lady Gaga, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're taking requests, I would assume.
Yeah.
Bare naked ladies. If I had $1 million.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes. And for those keeping track, may I point out that it is 6:32 and Leeds spot on schedule wise this morning.
Good job.
Under my watch. Shyam, good morning.
Morning, Greg.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just dealing with a little bit of a sore throat. But
No.
Sorry. No big deal.
Oh.
That was from me.
Okay. Maybe allergies or?
No, I definitely have a cold, but it's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a cold.
The Rona?
No,
it's not the Rona.
Okay.
Well, the weekend's almost here, so. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't take ivermectin.
That means tomorrow is a flex day for Shyam.
Nope. I was here yesterday when it started. I'm here today. When it's going on, I will be here tomorrow. No worries.
We appreciate your service.
Of course, Greg. Anything for you. Anyways, here's my thing. I think I'm kind of out on the Patriots until Drake May hits the field. I'm just I am fully prepared for an absolute smackdown this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm already kind of tired of the rhetoric I get from the head coach about Drake May. Their desire to just not even want to think about playing him is infuriating. Jacoby Brissett brings nothing to this offense, not a thing, and I think actually hinders it. And so I'm just kind of I'm kind of bored with this team, and it's I don't want to be. I was excited for the season. I'm excited for the future of this team, and yet right now I sit here. I'm just well, this is not going to be fun. We're going to walk into San Francisco, get our teeth kicked in, and just call it a day. It's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited for a 4 o'clock start that's going to end in 20 minutes after the kickoff. So it's I don't know, man. Just play the kid for the love of God. Give us something to root for. Give us something to look forward to. That's all I ask.
Well, I mean, everybody felt this same way heading into week one, and the result was completely different than expected. So maybe you're able to fly, you know, to the West Coast and somehow pull off a win on Sunday.
But today you didn't know that day that the Bengals would be 0-3.
Right.
And so the win is totally different the way we view it.
Did you think the Niners would be coming off a loss for this game?
No. But that's the worst possible scenario.
Because they need a get-right game.
The Niners are a much better team. They're going to be focused. I would be shocked if they win on Sunday. Okay. Absolutely shocked.
Yeah. All right. Shime, thank you.
You're welcome.
I, for one, remain loyal. I will watch every game in misery.
It'll be painful, but I will watch.
Curtis, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I have to say, I often get critiqued that I'm too harsh on our former head coach, Bill Belichick. Whoever is behind the scenes, whether it's an agent or Jordan or if it's just Bill himself, I finally understand the method to the madness. I watched yesterday the podcast with he and Matt Patricia talking about week three, where you are as a team, and he's explaining chapter and verse on how to get a good team to be great, what you have to do in that locker room, what you are after 3 weeks, how you don't know what you are, but you can't win a division, but you can lose it. And I feel like this is just a prolonged job interview for all the NFL execs of teams that are underachieving. And yesterday, Adam Schefter went on the afternoon show, which occurs in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Right.
Yes, it does.
I mean, so it doesn't lie. Here's what Schefter said about Bill's opportunities next year.
Bill obviously is going to be a little choosy in the sense that he's not going to go to a bad team. So it's going to be a highly competitive team. And I just think you just look at the NFC East. And to me, inevitably, somebody's going to fall short in that division. I don't know whether that's the Giants or the Cowboys or the Eagles or a combination. And to me, those are the first places you look in that division.
So Adam Schefter has always been well-connected with the Patriots, always been well-connected with Bill Belichick. And to me, another masterstroke, because all of those fan bases, I was saying the other day, my buddy.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Eagles fan, Giants fan, Commanders fan. They all are sitting there saying, oh my God, he's coming to our division.
Yeah.
We better go after him because, like, the Giants losing Saquon to the Eagles, another team in that division doesn't want to have to coach against Bill Belichick and tell their fans they had a chance to sign him.
Yeah.
And they passed and they brought back Brian Daboll.
So he's creating demand,
yep,
is what you're saying.
He's creating a market and he's explaining why he should do it.
Yeah.
I think it's been a brilliant masterstroke.
Okay, Curtis, great lead. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yesterday I stood up for Travis Kelce and, you know, got ridiculed, criticized for it. So don't listen to me, but why don't you listen to his head coach? Here's Andy Reid.
You know, I know people are saying that he's old or whatever, has distractions and all this, and the defenses don't think that. And so we have another receiver that plays opposite him that has a lot of yards and catches. And that's how this thing goes. So Trav is fine. He just keeps being Trav. He works his tail off and he hasn't lost a step and all those things. He's not distracted. That's not the case. People are making sure they have him taken care of by some of these defenses.
Okay.
So give it a rest. Yeah. Everybody that wants to point fingers or blame the woman that he got in a relationship with, just give it a rest.
Leave Taylor alone.
Wiggy, always love to point at the woman. If the guy falls off, it's always a woman's fault.
So what is it? because he went 7 years.
Andy Reid just told you.
He went 7 years or 8 years of 1,000 yards receiving. And guess what? The league knew about him then.
Andy Reid just told you the defenses have finally figured it out.
Yeah. Okay, so the defense has finally figured it out. A guy who's 32 years old, who's been in the league for, I don't know, 10 or 12 years, who had 7 or 8 1,000-yard seasons as a tight end. Now, all of a sudden, they're triple-teaming him at 32?
Yeah.
He looks miserable. He looks like he's washed. We know he's been on the potty tour. It's not really a party tour. Well, whatever. You know, the potty tour.
He's very busy. He's got the podcast.
He's all over the place.
He's got to go to the Met Gala opening, whatever the thing
he
is with
her.
He went to like an opening in a restaurant on a Tuesday night.
Oh, come on.
Do you think his focus is the same?
Yes. I think he is able to be focused on multiple things. It's not a Taylor Swift issue, and it's just haters.
Of course it is.
You're a hater.
I have to say, Greg is so right to rip people for going out to dinner on a work
day. Yeah. How dare he go to a restaurant opening?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Greg's left his house in 2 years.
All right. I think we'll hear from the man himself when we get to They Said It Chime at 7. Is that correct?
Yes, we will, Greg.
Okay. Excellent. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning.
Sorry for your loss last night.
No, that's okay. I am excited, though. And I'm with Chime. I'm still going to watch the Patriots. But I'm just ready for this season to be over so I can see where Bill lands. But my excitement is that of getting ready to watch my beloved Boston Celtics go for a repeat. And after hearing Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and all of the stuff that kind of has transpired, especially when you hear Tatum talk about, and he had another interview where he talked about
the MVP.
The MVP. Yes. And he'll win MVP one day, which means he'll win another championship. And he's right. Steph Curry's got 4 chips, only 1 MVP. And, you know, it is what it is. But when you start to look at Tatum and you start to hear him talk like that, I think he's going to take his game to another level. And he's already been criticized because there are people who still don't feel like he's one of the top 5 players in the league.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so he's always got something to prove. He's got a big chip on his shoulder.
Revenge tour.
Olympics.
Jaylen Brown was chosen as the playoff MVP.
Yeah.
He's going to use all that, and you're excited about it.
I am so excited to see this Boston Celtics team. The only concern that I have is, you know, how poor Porzingis is going to be, how long the injury is going to keep him out, what's he going to look like when he comes back, and then when he does come back, you know, is he going to deal with something else?
So he says he's great. You know, he said on Tuesday that he feels great.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hope so, but isn't he's not going to start the season off, though.
It sounded like he was.
Really?
That's what it sounded like.
I thought at the end of the season they made it seem like he was going to miss the first couple.
Sounded like he was. But who knows?
I would put him in bubble wrap until June.
But I am super excited with the Celtics team. I can't wait for basketball to get here.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
We may have gotten a little bit of a hint yesterday when it comes to the defense of P. Diddy that his attorneys will offer. And it seems brilliant. One of his attorneys spoke yesterday, Mark Agnafifa, and suggested a possible explanation for the over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube that the federal authorities found during the raid at P. Diddy's home.
Good.
Here is his attorney.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was a lot. I mean, there's a Costco right down the street. You know, I think Americans buy in bulk, as we know. And, you know, this is consensual adults doing what consensual adults do. You know, we can't get so puritanical in this country to think that somehow sex is a bad thing, because if it was, there'd be no more people.
What?
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, I mean, the guy,
Costco.
He's a big Costco guy, probably. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to save when it comes to, I mean, probably on a budget.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's he got a $50 million home or whatever, so yeah. paying for that and the chandeliers and the furniture. And who has money to go out and buy your baby oil and your lube at retail price? You probably want to go to Costco and buy 1,000 bottles.
If I was the lawyer, I would have said that he's a doomsday guy. So he buys in bulk for the end of the world.
Yeah. All right. Well, great explanation.
Well, he does buy in bulk, you know. Yeah. I mean, right. I love Costco.
Right. And the man is right. If you're not having orgies, the world population would die off.
Right. So, what kind of world would we live in? I mean, well, we know what his defense is now. Yes. It was all consensual.
It was all consensual. That's where they're going. So we'll see what happens. All right. Anyway, those are this morning's leads. Coming up next, we will talk, as we always do on Thursdays, with the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, next.